walking into Leon Stensholm's new youth centre, a few things stand out. There's the sprawling gym area with flashy new equipment, the half-basketball court surrounded by dazzling artwork. Several large posters of Arnold Schwarzenegger in his bodybuilding prime adorn the walls, and under Arnie's and Leon's watchful eye, dozens of energetic teenagers are running around playing, laughing and connecting. Leon is a licensed counsellor who's also a competitive natural bodybuilder, hence the love for Schwarzenegger. But these days, he's more focused on shaping the lives of local kids.
This has been a dream and a passion of mine, working with youth. I've been working with youth now for a good part of around 4 to 5 years, and I've seen there's a hole in the gap. I find there's a lot of help, there's psychology, there's counselling, but I feel there's nowhere for these kids to go and hang out and just be themselves. I felt the Sunshine Coast needed a place where the kids can feel safe, non-judged, and a place where they can reconnect. So in here, you'll find kids are running around, they're playing, and you know what? Not one of them have their phone in their hand.
As a father of a teenager, he knows the challenges parents face.
The parents have a tough job. There is no denying that. So in here, I can kind of even play help the parents out by actually, you know, educating the kids, training the kids. But they'll listen to me because I'm kind of like that cool non-parent mentor type person, whereas when kids gain the respect of someone, they generally got to listen. And the last thing I tell kids when they walk out the door is, be kind to your parents.
How has the relationship changed for you with your family since coming here?
It's a much healthier, happier relationship between me and my whole family, so it's very good.
Molly Brown is one of more than 650 children who have visited the Free Youth Centre since it opened in July.
Coming here, it's my mental space has changed completely, and I'm much happier and enjoy life much more.
The 16-year-old likes using the gym equipment, and she's also gaining friends.
Lifelong friends that I've made here, it's really good.
Parents are pitching in to help Leon supervise the kids. Courtney Rose has seen a huge change in her 12-year-old son.
He's come out of his shell and he's found that he's able to speak to people more openly and freely, whereas before he used to be quite closed off. The first day he came down, he was playing with 16-year-olds basketball and they just welcomed him straight away and he just felt comfortable straight away. And since then he's just grown more comfortable in a space.
The centre also includes a pool table, mini soccer field and chill-out zone. But there is a serious side to the fun and games.
There's a lot of kids here actually in this venue right this second that actually have gone through the justice system and have actually had been in a lot of trouble. I've had those kids in here that, you know, obviously have been stealing cars and causing crime. And what I have seen is I've seen the change in the people. When you get these kids one-on-one, honestly, they're amazing. They're incredible. Their environments and they're around people that are probably a bad influence on them. But when you get them individually on their own and break them down, you'll find there's a backstory. Everyone has a backstory. And once I can actually unravel that backstory and we can tap into their emotions behind that backstory, that's the catalyst to move it forward. Back in the old days, there was plenty of PCYCs, there was also YMCAs, places that kids could actually go and hang. They don't really exist so much anymore. So I'm trying to bring the old school back. What I do see is an envision of the next 5 years that there may be several of these venues of the like, whether it's myself, whether it's someone else replicating. For me personally, it's not about who builds it, it's about the fact that we need to build what's required for these kids.
17-year-old Kai Parkin says the experience has been life-changing.
Well, I was just misguided and my teacher showed me this place and I came here before it was open and it was just great. It was great. I played a bit of basketball, talked to Leon. He was coaching me and he was just helping me find my way through. It's put me in a routine of working out and feeling healthy and eating healthy. Great impact on my life.
What do you think you'd like to do, you know, as for work when you're older? Is this kind of change anything in that sense?
Yeah, probably a social worker or something I can put back into the community and help people with. I feel like would be great.
Hearing Kai's words and seeing the changes in the other kids makes it all worthwhile for Leon.
I had some very good people around me that actually backed my crazy idea, and if we fast forward now, there's a few years, here we are, it's come to life. I have an abundance of volunteers. It's been long days, long nights. Yeah, carrying the weight of this whole place, to be honest. And one, you want to make sure it works. I've just put my life savings in from my back pocket into this place. But for me, it wasn't about money. It never has been. It's about the lives you can save. Everyone will find I'm always smiling, I'm always happy, I'm always joyful. And I've probably got the greatest job in the world trying to save the lives of kids. It's incredible.
There you go, have a smile.